You're listening to SBS News.
National Cabinet has agreed to make rapid antigen tests free for at-risk Australians. Within the next fortnight, those who fall under the category will be able to access the tests at pharmacies. Speaking after National Cabinet, Mr Morrison confirmed universal free access to rapid tests was not agreed to, despite growing calls.
The concessional free tests are being provided to the following groups: those who have a Commonwealth Seniors Health Card, a healthcare card, a low income card, a pension concession card, a DVA gold card, or a DVA white card. Now there's 6.6 million Australians who fall into those categories. They will be able to get up to 10 tests over a course of 3 months, no more than five per month, and they should only be getting those tests there if they are not symptomatic and they are not close contact.
Mr Morrison says state and territory leaders agreed to remove the requirement for a PCR test to confirm a positive rapid antigen test result. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan did not attend the conference. Mr Morrison also announced price gouging penalties for retailers that mark up rapid tests more than 20% of their supply cost. It comes as Australia recorded 64,763 new cases of COVID-19 nationwide on Wednesday. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese slammed the federal government's COVID-19 response, saying rapid tests should be free for all Australians.
It's very clear that the simplest way to do it is to make these tests free and to make them available.
It's a different stance from Mr Albanese's previous position, where he said the tests should be more affordable. To prevent rapid antigen test stockpiling, the Pharmacy Guild of Australia is calling on the federal government to implement a rationing system. Around the country, New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says the next couple of weeks will be challenging for the state as it grapples with skyrocketing COVID-19 cases and overrun testing sites. New South Wales again set a daily record with 35,054 cases of COVID-19 and 8 deaths.
We expect those numbers to continue to increase, but the best thing that you can do to keep you and your family safe is to go out and get a booster shot.
Victoria has secured an extra 10 million rapid antigen tests. It brings the total number of tests available in the state to around 44 million. The state also set another record for daily COVID figures with 17,630 cases from over 50,000 tests. Queensland is introducing new COVID testing sites to cope with increasing demand. The state recorded 6,781 new cases of COVID-19. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, John Gerard, says the real number of cases is predicted to be much higher.
Of course, we know the real number is significantly higher than that because many people have mild symptoms that have not sought to be tested. Some people are having RAT tests that they're doing at their own home, and some people have had difficulty getting tests. So we are very well aware of that.
Tasmania has recorded 867 locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Premier Peter Gutwin says the state is upping its order of rapid antigen tests to 5 million and will make the tests free for those who fall under the national definition of a close contact.
We are supplying RAT tests free to those who need them under the state's testing rules. I want to be clear. If you're being asked to test, you're a close contact and you're being asked to test, we will provide these free. I want to be very clear on that. RAT tests are free to close contacts of positive cases, those Tasmanians and others who need a RAT for travel purposes, and collection points are available in the south, north and northwest by calling the public health hotline.
Tasmania is also scrapping its quarantine requirements for international travellers from midnight tonight. South Australia has recorded 3,493 new cases of COVID-19. The Northern Territory recorded 117 new cases of COVID-19, and Health Minister Natasha Files says the Territory is managing.
We've got strong systems in place, and you saw a change announced yesterday in response to the evolving situation of testing interstate, but also COVID here in the Territory. So we've been agile right the way through the pandemic. We've got plenty of RAT tests. We're making sure that they're being allocated where needed. Whether you're in the top end or central Australia, we can certainly get that resource to people.
The ACT has recorded 810 new cases of COVID-19, and Chief Minister Andrew Barr says new vaccination clinics will be set up to combat the Omicron variant.
So given all of this, our public health objective is to vaccinate, to flatten the curve, to reduce pressure on our hospitals, and to protect the most vulnerable. Vaccination remains the best way to reduce transmission and disease.
Tennis Australia is defending its decision to grant Novak Djokovic a medical exemption to travel to Melbourne to compete in the Australian Open. It's sparking outrage among some Victorians. The world number one's COVID vaccination status has been the subject of much debate in the lead up to the tournament. Tennis Australia Chief Executive Craig Tiley says there's been no special treatment for Djokovic.
The process has been very clear, and we completely understand and empathise with first of all, some people being upset about the fact that Novak has come in because of his statements over the past couple of years around vaccination. However, it's ultimately up to him to discuss with the public his condition, if he chooses to do that, and the reason why he received an exemption. We as an event, also as a state and as a country, will do everything we possibly can to give everyone an equal and fair opportunity to come into the country. And if they come in and they come in through the guidelines that are set forth, and the conditions of which they can compete, then they're granted with an exemption.
Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews has since released a statement saying while the Victorian Government and Tennis Australia may permit a non-vaccinated player to compete in the Australian Open, it is the Commonwealth Government that will enforce our requirements at the Australian border. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.